Ok, je pense qu'il est vraiment le temps de se réveiller un petit peu. Bougez.
Decks here at the Aventurier Festival in Fontenay-sous-Bois, east of Paris. 30-year-old Nadir Moussaoui, aka Casper, is mixing up his own blend of electro world music.
Une sorte de carnet de voyage électronique, c'est-à-dire que c'est un mélange entre les machines.
It's a kind of electronic travelogue, a mix of machines and traditional or acoustic instruments like percussion, keyboards and guitar. I do vocals too. And I'm also learning the oud, so there's a bit of oud in there.
C'est ce qu'on peut appeler l'électro-world.
You could call it electro world, a blend of electronic music such as hip hop, trap, techno and traditional music.
Électro en général, lié avec les musiques traditionnelles.
Mixes some sequences live on stage, others are pre-recorded. It's a rich palette of sounds that he's picked up in everyday life.
Au niveau des séquences que j'enregistre au préalable,
I have several techniques for pre-recorded stuff, but more and more I'm recording sounds in the street and in the metro. I put them into the machine and rework them. I do workshops with local kids, some of them have dropped out of school. We record sound loops together, and I've included some into tonight's set.
Les boucles qu'on a créées ensemble.
Casper's universe is very visual too, with elaborate video projections on stage. He's called his debut EP Pigments, and like the title suggests, color is very important to him.
En fait, ouais, je vois vraiment la musique comme un tableau.
I see music as painting. I imagine each piece of music, and then I'll draw it. I keep a sketchbook with me all the time. Then I'll discuss it with the video team.
Comme on peut voir d'ailleurs sur scène avec la scénographie.
As you can see with scenography on stage, each piece of music has its own predominant color, either warm or cold. The pigments also refer to all the traditions I bind together using the machines to make this avant-garde music.
Was born to Algerian parents and draws strongly on that tradition. He named this song N'Djema after his Algerian aunt.
C'est un peu une carte postale où je m'imagine quelqu'un qui n'est jamais retourné dans son pays.
It's like a postcard where I imagine someone going back to his home country for the first time since childhood. He sent a postcard to his aunt to say, "It's just like you described it to me when I was little." But as well as the nostalgia, I found a sadder side too. It's a musical postcard, and above all, it's a tribute to my aunt.
C'est un hommage à ma tante avant tout.
Thank you. interest in world music came relatively late. He started out 15 years ago in a punk band and has learned music very much on the job, including making mistakes.
J'ai jamais pris de cours de ma vie. J'ai jamais pris un seul cours.
I've never had a music lesson ever. I began with an old two-string guitar and started off playing punk music. It really opened my mind to reggae and to African culture more broadly. And I just played without getting worked up about whether it was the right thing to do or not. I was lucky to have chanced upon people who had a similar attitude, and then later I met classically trained musicians who gave me more of a framework. Over the next 15 years, I played concerts all over the place without worrying about forging a style or whether it would all work out or not. I think if you want to get on, you mustn't be afraid to fail. Sometimes I flopped, and sometimes I felt stronger for it. A few years ago, something clicked in my head, and I felt the need to connect with my roots. That pushed me to do this project, bridging traditional and avant-garde music.
Music has quite simply enabled Casper to connect with his Algerian roots.
I've never really connected with the Algerian part of me. It was my fault. I never wanted to explore it. And then gradually I realized that it would be good to be able to communicate with people around me. I'm learning the language now. Music is definitely a medium for reconnecting with my roots and my culture.
Casper doesn't just explore his own roots, but aims to open up his music to the outside world. On stage, he has a number of guests like El Jaguar from South America, Mia Si, or Souleymane Thiello from Senegal. While he was born in the Ardennes region on the border with Belgium, Casper has grown up in Fontenay-sous-Bois, a working-class town known as the banlieue, a few kilometres east of Paris. The town and its left-wing council has done much to nurture the talent of young musicians like him, not least through the Aventurier Festival. He's yet to perform in the capital, but is in no desperate hurry.
I've given 30 performances, but none in Paris so far. One day I will. But I'm waiting for the right opportunity. For the moment, I love the banlieue. There are venues, there's a support network, and there's a great public.
That was Casper, ending this edition of World Music Matters. From me, Alison Heard, bye for now.
Jakumba, jajakumba, kumbo yamye. Jakumba, 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 Jakumba,